thank the African American Institute warmly for the honor of this award, the National Achievement Award. Ghanaians are deeply humbled by the award, and we accept the challenge that it poses on us and in what the world expects of Ghana. But one obvious question I have to ask, should we also rechristen tonight's gala the Ghana America Institute Award? Gala. And my friend Jim Ovia, tonight you're one of us. I congratulate all the evening's honorees from the outstanding achievements like those of Jim Ovia from Zenith Bank, to the exceptional alumni of AAI like Dr. Puzeli Mlambo Mguka from UN Women. There's plenty of reason to be proud. And then when I consider our young achievers, our future, with young leaders and award winners like Nicole and Bozoma making their mark, I know our future is brighter than ever. To Steve Pfeiffer, Kofi Appington, Nick Amata, if you're on the board of directors of AAI, I say thank you for this exceptional show of appreciation. There is so much for us to celebrate as Ghanaians, as Africans, as Americans, and as friends. Tonight, I pay tribute to successive generations of Ghanaian patriots who played invaluable roles in establishing the free, sovereign, and democratic Ghana that we are honoring. And those of you who are not from the country will bear with me if I do a little sketch of Ghanaian history tonight. I pay tribute to members of the Aborigines Rights Protection Society, Jacob Say, John Mensah Saba, Joseph Casely Hayford, J.B. Brown, and their colleagues, who at the end of the 19th century organized the chiefs and people against the Crown Lands Bill and forced the British colonial authorities to retreat from their attempt to seize our lands, like they did at the time the lands of our brothers and sisters in southern and eastern Africa, and thereby help preserve Ghanaian control of Ghanaian lands. This was a monumental step towards the making of modern Ghana. I pay tribute too to the memories of Thomas Hutton Mills, Kwame Nasichi, Kudu Thompson, and Akila Kwasoya, who maintained the momentum of nationalist agitation initiated by the society. Ghana is also grateful to the great nationalists, George Alfred Parr Grant, Joseph Boakye Dankwa, Francis Awono Williams, R.S. Blay, George Moore, R.S. Wood, J.W. Jograph Johnson, Emmanuel Obetcha Bilamte, Ebenezer Akwaje, William Ofuriata, Edward Akufo-Addo, Kwame Nkrumah, and Jimmy Christensen, who gathered at Salt Pond to inaugurate the United Gold Coast Convention, the first truly nationalist movement of the Gold Coast, to make the first formal demand for the independence of our nation from British rule. The inauguration set in motion the dramatic events that led to our independence 10 years later, as they had predicted. The dramatic events included the 1948 Christiansborg Crossroads shooting involving the three martyred ex-servicemen, Sergeant Ajiti, Corporal Atibo, and Private Odati Lamte, and the subsequent riots that engulfed all of Accra. The arrest of the six UGCC leaders who have gone down into Ghanaian legend as the Big Six, for their implication in the riots. J.B. Dankwa, Emmanuel Obete Bilanti, William Ufuriata, Ebenezer Akwajay, Edward Okufuado, and Kwame Nkrumah, and the birth of the Convention People's Party. And the birth of the Convention People's Party under Kwame Nkrumah's dynamic leadership. The Convention People's Party threw up its own stars, Komla Agbeli-Bedema, Kujumbo-Tsiu, Nathaniel Welbeck, Kofi Bako, Jinkri Jiu, Kobe Duse, Atam Mensa, Nana Kwame Nketia, and Al, who were to add their own luster to the nationalist struggle. They were given powerful support by the great trade union leaders, Pubi Baine, Vidal Quest, and Anthony Wood, whose backing was so critical to the success of Nkrumah's historic call for positive action. There were others on the side of the opposition, Kofi Abrefa Busia, Balfour Sayakoto, Victor Wusu, Joe Appiah, R.R. Ramponson, S.G. Anto, Modesto Apalu, S.D. Domo, B.K. Adama, Abayifa Kabo, Ashimi Kwe, Ato Okan, and others who were to play their distinctive part in our drive towards freedom. On an evening like this, I have to pay homage to some others who are not listed among the forefront fighters for political freedom, but who fought equally hard for our cultural identity and integrity of who we are as Ghanaians. And the list here is by no means exhaustive. Kwejie Agre, Nana Prempeh the First, Nana Ufuriata the First, Yasa Antua, and Nii Kwabena Boni the Third, iconic traditional leaders. Philip Beho, the composer of our national anthem, and Ephraim Amu, composer of our unofficial national anthem. Theodosia Okon, the designer of our national flag. Amon Kote, the designer of our coat of arms. Kofi Antoba, the artist who first put Ghanaian art on the map. Ayikwe Ama and Amata Edu, outstanding writers who have enriched the literature of the world. E.T. Mensa, King Bruce, Jerry Hansen, and the others who popularized High Life, which has become an enduring identity of Ghanaian music. Esther Uklu, pioneer industrialist and entrepreneur, whose food processing enterprise under the Nkulenu label changed our habits of food preparation forever. Evelyn Amatefio, intrepid social activist and campaigner. Dede Esikisan and Nakwasa Soso, formidable market queens who made great contributions to the independence struggle. And other pioneer entrepreneurs like B.M. Kufuor, Apintin Mensa, Mpotima Daku, J.K. Siao, B.A. Mensa, and Kwaku Wusu, amongst others, who showed the way for the emerging Ghanaian private sector. I pay homage to my predecessor presidents of Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah, our first president, who led us with such verve and panache, finally, to the cherished goal of national freedom and independence. Edward Akufo-Addo, Ilan Limaya, Jerry John Rawlings, John Ajikun Kufuor, John Evan Mills, and John Dramani Mahama, all of whom contributed in their diverse ways during their respective tenures of office variously to the Ghana we are celebrating tonight, the Ghana of freedom and justice. The stirring words of our national motto. Ladies and gentlemen, over the course of our history, The Ghanaian people have had to overcome several trials and tribulations. Slavery, imperialism, colonialism, tyranny, and dictatorship. We once lived in a country where freedom of speech was suppressed, where the safeguards of trial, the rule of law, were set aside, where individual property rights were disregarded by the state because the citizen had no guaranteed rights, and where citizens went to jail for expressing honest opinions. Nonetheless, what our history has taught us is that the spirit of the Ghanaian, in his or her quest for peace, progress and prosperity, cannot be quenched. We are a determined lot who cannot be deterred. It took us a while, but the consensus on multi-party constitutional democratic rule has been established in Ghana. For the third time, the most recent being in December 2016, we had a peaceful transfer of power from a governing party. We had a peaceful transfer of power from a governing party to an opposition one. We did it without any fuss, and it is now part of what we do as a people. It is within this period of 24 years that Ghana has witnessed a consistent period of achievement. Today, after quite some time, we are recognized as a beacon of democracy and stability on the African continent. We are a country governed by the principles of democratic accountability, respect for individual liberties and human rights, and the rule of law, an aspiring modern nation. We believe that democracy should not be subject to individual interpretation, and it should not be a negotiation between elites and stakeholders. I was not prepared to put my personal ambition before the principles that made me a politician in the first place. Democracy is best established when institutions are trusted, the rules of the game are clear, and political actors are prepared to win and lose. It is for this reason that in the disputed elections of 2012, my party and I proved that we were willing and able to subvert our individual and partisan preferences for the common good. We demonstrated clearly that it was not the ambitions of Akufo-Addo or the fortunes of the new Patriotic Party that we sought to promote. The stability and progress of Ghana and the enhancement of her democracy were the paramount considerations that guided our every action in those difficult days. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has now come for us in Ghana to move on even further to deepen our democracy. It is time to make sure that we have a genuine separation of powers between the various arms of government. Our parliament, the legislative arm of government, must grow into its proper role as an effective machinery for accountability and oversight of the executive. Our judiciary must inspire confidence in the citizen so we can all see the courts as the ultimate impartial arbiters when disputes arise, as they would. We must also decentralize more and devolve more power with corresponding resources to the base of our political system and to our people in the regions, communities, and localities. We must trust the individual and collective wisdom and good sense of our people. We must create wealth and restore happiness to our nation. We can only do this when we have a powerful private sector with a strong sense of enterprise, innovation and creativity, and an educated and skilled population that is capable of competing in the global marketplace. That is why we are insisting on making basic education, i.e. kindergarten, through primary school, to junior high school, to senior high school, free in all our public schools. To guarantee access to quality basic education to all of Ghana's children, irrespective of the circumstances of their birth. In doing so, we must expand our horizons and embrace science and technology as critical tools for our development. We want to create a society of opportunities and incentives. We have to build a confident Ghana which is united, at peace with itself, and takes pride in its diversity, and which continues to pursue its Pan-African vocation. It will not be easy. We have no illusions whatsoever about the nature of the task that we face. But I know that Ghanaians will rise to the occasion. They always do. The Black Star is going to shine and shine and shine. Thank the African American Institute once again for the award. It is good to be able to show that standing up for democracy, respect for human rights, and the rule of law has its rewards. Thank you. Midasipa.